Blog Talk Radio. Hello, hello. Welcome to Faith on the Line tonight. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Faith on the Line tonight with Prophetess Matthews. I want to say hello, hello. Welcome to Faith on the Line. To all of those that's on the phone line, to all of those that's on Block Talk Radio, to all of those that may be on other social media platforms, I want to say hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Faith on the Line tonight with Prophetess Matthews. And I want to thank and praise God for you all that's tuned in on tonight, because our theme scripture is coming from Hebrews 11 and 1, and the word of God let us know. Out of Hebrews 11 and 1, the word of God let us know. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And I want to thank and praise God for that tonight. Our theme scripture for tonight. And I want to say hello again. Thank God for you all that's tuning in with us on Faith on the Line on tonight. And I would like to say, faith, let us begin to join our faith together. And I want to thank and praise God on tonight for faith. Because if it wasn't been for faith, we wouldn't be here today. If it wasn't for faith, we wouldn't know how to walk in our calling. If it wasn't for faith, we wouldn't know how to stay focused. Faith is what keeps us. Faith is what keeps us going. Faith is what keeps us striving. Faith is what keeps giving us the energy. When we live by faith, once you walk by faith, and you have nothing, and not by sight, everything falls in line. And I thank and praise God. Abraham, he walked by faith. Sarah, she walked by faith. She waited. She waited. Things happened before her faith happened. Sometimes we have to be careful, because we can try to do it ourselves, and we can push it where it end up, we'll have a setback where it'll take longer than what God prevented for not to take. So let's begin to not do it ourselves. Let's trust and wait on God for faith. And I thank and praise God. Paul walked in faith. I read so many, many stories, and I even thank and praise God, but one stood out was when the man that was crippled, that was on his mat, where his friend had so much faith to they carry him. They carry him where Jesus was. And when they carry him where he was, they couldn't get him in through the door, so they began to go on the housetop. You know they had some problems getting on top of the housetop with a crippled man on a mat. You know they had some stumble, they had some falls, they had some crooked ways to try to go up there on top of the rooftop. And they began to, Lord, that's faith. That's faith. You got faith when you got friends that believe in God for you. When you got friends that would help you to have the faith. I thank and praise God for the friends God placed in my life. I thank and praise God. So this is why Faith on the Line is do what it do. Because we have to believe. We have to agree. We have to agree. We have to have faith that everyone that comes on here, that sent in a prayer request or just on the phone line, that's maybe listen to Block Talk Radio or maybe on other social media platforms, that maybe on the phone line, we got to join our faith together and agree. That's why the crippled man was healed, because his friends agreed. They came together and agreed. They agreed to take him to Jesus. They agreed to go on top of the housetop. They agreed to lower him down, and that's how he got healed. True friends. So let's begin to pray tonight, and when we pray, let's begin to believe. And when we believe, let's begin to agree on whatever you believe in God for. He's going to do it. He's going to do it. But you got to have a seed, mustard seed faith. You got to have that mustard seed faith. Let's begin to pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you on tonight, Father. I thank you right now, tonight, Father, for, Lord God, allowing Faith on the Line to be able to come on tonight, Father. Father, we want to honor you. We want to, Lord, honor your name on tonight. We want to reverence you because you are Jehovah God. You are Almighty One. Father, you are Yeshua. Father, you are El Shaddai. Father, we want to thank you, Lord God, right now for allowing us to come on Faith on the Line tonight, God, and to Lord, come before you with thanksgiving. Enter to your gates with praises. We want to give thanks unto you. We want to bless your name tonight because we know your name is worthy. We know that you are grateful. We know that you are merciful. We know that you're here. But, Father, when you said, well, there's two or three touching and agreeing in your name, you will be in the midst of us. And, Father, we're asking right now that you, Lord God, hear us, oh God. You in the midst of us right now. Touch everyone on the phone line. Touch everyone maybe on social media, other platforms. Touch everyone that may be on Block Talk Radio. Touch every listener. Touch every replay that's going to come by the replay. Touch them right now, Father, whatever they're faith is, God, whatever their prayer request is, God, whatever they're believing you for, God, we put a scripture on it tonight, God. We put a scripture on healing tonight, God. We're going to speak Isaiah 53 and 5 over the healing, Lord, the one that needs healing, God. We're going to put a scripture over the ones that, Lord, believe in you, God. And, Lord God, also, we don't want to forget about our sisters and brothers in North Carolina, Lord God, in Tennessee and Georgia, all wherever the storm hit, God, the hurricane hit, God. We want to believe, God, God, that things will happen for them, that things will turn around, Lord, for their good, God. Lord, we ask right now, God, that you, we send a scripture, God, that your words say, God, that the words should not, whatever we speak out of our mouth, it shall go and do what you accomplished for it to do. And it shall not return unto your void, God. So, Father, we speak, Lord God, that somebody somewhere, God, that your words say, that stranger is coming out to help them, to give their resource and their pliers and their richness and their, Lord God, to bless those people, to bless my sisters and brothers. Somebody needs you to open up the windows, Lord God, according to Malachi 3, God. Open up the windows of heaven, God, and burst out and pour out blessing, Lord God, that we don't have room to receive. Pour your blessing out on those that in a financial need, God. Pour your blessing out on those that in a need of, Lord, whatever they in a need of. You know who's in a need. You know, God. Send it, God. Send the angels, Lord God. The angels to go and, Lord God, trend on their behalf, God, to bless them, Lord God, whatever their needs are, God. Father God, you said in your word, but my God shall supply all of their needs according to his riches and glory, according to, Lord God, your word, Philippians 4:19. Touch right now. Father, we pray, God, over marriages. And Lord, we send, Lord God, Ephesians 5:23 over our wives, God. Lord, over the men, God, Ephesians 5:25. Touch each and one of them, God. Send your word, because see, your word is going to do the work, God. Send your word, God, and do what it needs to do. Bring peace, God. Bring comfort to God. Bring love in them. Break up the unforgiveness, God, and begin to heal them, God. Mend them back together again, God. Father, even touch those that somebody may be seeking you for a job, God. Somebody may be seeking you for, Lord, a place to stay, God. Lord, you direct them, guide them, God. Your word says, he that lack of wisdom, let him ask of it. Lord, we ask wisdom, Lord God, direction, God. Lord God, we ask that you bring, Lord God, give them guidance which way to go, Father. Open up, touch that. Give them favor with real estate. Give them favor with that, Lord God, with the, Lord, how their apartment management. Give them favor, Lord God, with whoever own a house, God, to open up, Lord God, that they begin to find somewhere. Father, touch whatever, whoever in the need, whatever, somebody may be lost in their family, somebody in lost, God, they need to be found. Somebody needs to be found, God. Father, begin to chase them back to you. Somebody that walked away from you. Somebody got a double-minded. Somebody right now, God. Somebody somewhere right now, the Lord God never got to know you. Father, begin to touch, send the Holy Spirit to touch those hearts that never got to know you. They never knew you for the part of their sin. God, begin to touch their heart that they will begin to be changed. Touch that one that walked away from you. Touch that one that, Lord God, in a place where they ain't supposed to be. Bring deliverance right now, God. Chase them back to you, Father. Father, somebody needs you. Somebody grieving. Father, your word says in Matthew 5:4, blessed are the, blessed God, bless them. Blessed are them, God, that mourn, for they shall see your face. They shall see your kingdom. Wipe the tears away. Give them peace, God. Give them strength in the midst of what they're going through. Some mother, some father, somebody lost their loved one. Lord, you know, touch right now. Bring deliverance right now. Set free right now, God. Open up the door. Open it up, God. Open up, God. Wipe it away. Somebody needs you in ministry. Somebody needs you in their home. Everything that's broken up, everything torn apart, touch right now. Father, bring peace. Bring peace in Israel where the wars are being, where missiles are being thrown. Lord, where bombs are going off. Lord, you bring peace across. I send your angels of protection to protect your people in Israel. Look in Rome. Look in Uganda. Look in Ukraine. Look in Russia. Touch them right now, Father. Begin to bring peace, God. Look on America, United States, the United States of America. Touch, Lord, so much going on around us. We need peace, God. Lord, we speak 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked way. You say you will heal. You will heal the land. You will heal the land. Heal God. Heal Almighty God. In Jesus' name, Father, I pray on tonight. Touch everyone. Lord, touch everyone. In Jesus' mighty name, Father, I give your name the honor and all the glory and all the praise is due to you. Father, say yes and amen. Join us back here again, same place, same time, next Friday on Faith on the Line with Prophet Matthew and Prophet Stacy. In Jesus' name, God bless you. Have a great, prosperous weekend. I say, be careful, be prayerful, and most of all, take God with you everywhere you're going to be. Be careful, be, watch around your surroundings. In Jesus' name, God bless you all. Have a blessed night. Until next time, blessed weekend.